Brett Favre had his own problems with substance abuse. He reportedly quit drinking alcohol after orders from his doctors. He was also addicted for a while to the painkiller Vicodin. After spending time in a treatment clinic in 1996, Favre held a news conference. He was asked if he was worried that fans of rival teams wouldn't let him forget about his problems.
I kind of expect pill bottles to be thrown at me and, you know, whiskey bottles and beer cans, you know, the whole thing. But that's okay. You know, that's what makes this game great, is to go into another place and beat those teams in a hostile environment. So it's going to be hostile.
But media reports later that year did not detail much in the way of hostility towards Favre for a substance abuse. Some drug counselors began to praise Favre for coming forward, and still do. Claudia Rosca is executive director of the Addiction Resource Council in Waukesha, a nonprofit assessment and referral service for people needing treatment. Rosca says she doesn't know Favre personally, but says he appears to be a good example that recovery is possible.
We need more Brett Favre, people who are willing to stand up and say, you know, here I am, I'm very visible, I have a problem, I'm taking care of it. And that's what he did. That was a big risk, especially considering the image that I think many people have of individuals with addiction.
Rosca says last year her facility gave Favre an award for speaking out in support of Packers teammate Corin Robinson, who was battling an addiction to alcohol. Rosca also says she'll miss Favre on the playing field. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.